MTD Radio News, I'm Jim Miller. Well, a reminder coming up, it's Party in the Pines, Wingfield Park, June 17th and the 18th. Time to party there. Come out for a weekend of music, food, and fun as part of the annual Brudoso Beer and Wine Festival. 2 days of exciting lineup of outdoor concerts are included with Brudoso ticket passes. If you'd like more information, you can contact Ruidoso Valley Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Center in Ruidoso. You can call them at 575-257-7395. Governor Grisham unveiled the bipartisan bill to drastically lower the cap on medical malpractice settlements. Republicans have been clamoring for changes all session long, saying the high cap and high malpractice insurance costs are scaring doctors away from New Mexico. Governor says over the past year, they've been trying to figure out how to make New Mexico a friendlier place for independent doctors and independently owned clinics, basically healthcare providers who aren't under the umbrella of a hospital. She believes Senate Bill 523 is the solution, saying, quote, it's pretty simple. Patients are protected. We're clear about getting insurance coverage, and practices are clear that they can provide those services to patients throughout New Mexico. Councilor Robert Korn, who also chairs Roswell's Finance Committee, says the city could be facing budget adjustments as much as $2 million. His estimate was voiced while councilors talked about needs during last week's council meeting. The subject prompted by staff with the Solid Waste Department asking for council consent to purchase a 25-yard Loadmaster rear loader. This vehicle would be used by department to adequately deliver commercial service. The loader would cost the department over $370,000. That's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.